This is JIS News. Coming up, UDC pushing ahead with redevelopment plans for downtown Kingston. Prime Minister calls for global partnership for development and Senate passes bill to amend Dangerous Drugs Act. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is calling for unity and greater partnership among countries in order to advance sustainable development for all. The Prime Minister made the call Tuesday during her address to members of the Diplomatic Corps at the University of the West Indies Regional Headquarters in Kingston as part of Diplomatic Week 2015 activities.
As I reflect on the theme for Diplomatic Week this year, I am reminded of the vital link between Jamaica and Jamaica's growth and development agenda and our foreign policy goals and objectives. We value our partnership with you and your countries as being critical to our achievement of sustainable development for the people of Jamaica and of your countries.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller says cooperation among countries will enable a lasting and sustainable legacy. Diplomatic Week 2015 is being observed under the theme Building Partnerships for Sustainable Development. The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, is pressing ahead with redevelopment plans for the waterfront area in downtown Kingston. Chairman of the UDC, KD Knight, says the plan includes the divestment of several buildings owned by the corporation. Among the buildings to be divested is the Victoria Pier.
We have recently concluded a lease with a private sector entrepreneur who will be restoring the building, who will be establishing a restaurant and other entertainment facilities there.
Mr. Knight says the vision is for downtown Kingston to become an active entertainment area after 5 p.m. A bill to amend the Dangerous Drugs Act was recently passed in the Senate. The bill seeks to make the possession of small quantities of ganja amounting to 2 ounces or less a non-arrestable but ticketable infraction, attracting a fine payable outside of the court but not resulting in a criminal record. In his contribution to the debate on the bill, Leader of Government Business in the Senate, A.J. Nicholson, noted that for Jamaica to reap the benefit of these reform measures, certain steps must be taken.
There will have to be no increase in the export or transshipment of the drug. Because if the bill having been passed and persons believe that, oh, this is a wonderful time now to just blow the smoke everywhere, then we could not say that the bill is fulfilling its purpose.
The proposed changes to the act will facilitate ganja being used for therapeutic purposes as prescribed by a registered practitioner or for scientific research conducted by an accredited tertiary institution or otherwise approved by the Scientific Research Council. The bill was passed with 5 amendments. And the Jamaican Copyright Licensing Agency, JamCopy, will be investing $1.5 million towards the development of Jamaica's cultural landscape through the support of the Lignum Vitae Writing Awards. The Lignum Vitae Writing Awards is a collaborative initiative by JamCopy and the Jamaican Writers Society, JAWS, to stimulate and celebrate excellence in Jamaican literature. Speaking at the launch Tuesday, Junior Minister for Industry, Investment and Commerce, Sharon Folks-Abrams, lauded the efforts of JamCopy and JAWS, noting that writing is an art that needs to be developed.
We must have more literary writers. We must have more literary works for our generations. I think our history must be written and it must be told. And I think that this kind of initiative will help to bring out some of our latent talent.
Mrs. Folks-Abrams reiterates that the government remains focused on development of the creative industries and will be crafting a policy that will allow persons to earn from their talents. The minister also notes that the government will be amending the Copyright Act to extend protection of copyrighted materials from 50 to 95 years. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.